Chef. We know the people are stuck at home, and maybe they're not getting to the grocery store as much as they need, and they're just going through their supplies, whatever they've got. So what we've decided to do through this crisis is engage very successful, very fancy, very important chefs throughout Chicago and the nation to help us with this. Chris Bartolini from Bartolini's, who's, and again, now Chris, this is interesting, that we have done this for 3 days. And we've only had Italian chefs on. So I know we're going to start to, we're going to spread it out a little bit.
you can't go wrong there.
No, no, you can't. You really can't. Because, you know, I think an Italian chef, as you know, they, you guys are incredibly versatile, right? Because there's almost no, some of the, you know, some of the best Chinese food I ever had was in an Italian restaurant. I don't know how that even happens, but it is true. All right. Now, let's bring in our contestant here, who was caller number 19 last hour and was able to win, thanks to you, by the way. I want to thank you for this, a $25 gift card to this, what is a pretty amazing concept here, Gold Belly. It's one of the up-and-coming food delivery services. So you could go to Gold Belly, and then you can figure out exactly what restaurant you want, where the, you know, like all of these delivery services, which right now are, you know, are incredibly busy.
Bro, it's not just a delivery service. Bartolini ships on GoBelly to all 50 states.
Oh, even better.
UPS right out the door, all 50 states. Alaska, Florida, you name it. We've been there.
Well, they're listening to us in Alaska and Florida right now. Some people are listening on the internet because they want to find out what's happening back at home. All right.
Exactly.
So GoldBelly, that's GoldBelly.com. All right. Let us now check in with our contestant, Danny. And Danny is a cruel contestant, Chris. That's all I want to tell you, because Danny clearly chose the most unlikely of things in his cupboard. Tell us again, Danny, what it is.
What do we have here? Red lentil spaghetti, sweet pickled beets, and turkey lunch meat.
Okay.
I usually have leftover corned beef. That would have made it a little bit easier, but...
Well, Ro, that's kind of funny. It sounds like my wife called in, because those are three items that I probably have at home right now.
Yeah, I'll bet. I'll bet. I'll bet you everybody is. You know, when you're going through the store, you know, I just want to say, when you're going through the store and you're looking at things, and it, I don't know what was going on in anybody's mind when they were like, you know what we need? We need that red lentil pasta. You know, that's what we need. And pickled beets. That's a very specific. That's only a certain time of year that you're going to want the pickled beets. But they've got it. All right. So, Chris, prove this guy that you can make a perfect dish out of those three ingredients.
Well, pickled beets are one of my favorite items in the world, honest to God, in my house right now. So most people eat them cold. They like them in a salad. We got red lentil pasta. We got turkey lunch meat. Why don't we make a sauce with the pickled beets? Start out with a little bit of garlic and oil. Let's puree the beets a little bit. Add some salt and pepper. Let it simmer. Get a little bit thick. Maybe hit a little bit of Dijon mustard in there for a little kick. And then I think we do is we dice up some of the extra beets, put them into the sauce at the very end. A little bit of maybe dry. You got any dry herbs in the house, Danny? You got some basil or tarragon or maybe some red pepper or cayenne to give a little bit of heat?
That I have, yeah.
All right, cool. So let that simmer on the stove. Cook the pasta. You got a cast iron? You got a nice cast iron pan at home?
I do.
Get that thing nice and hot. Take the sliced turkey, put it in the pan, let it sizzle, let it get some nice color, let it caramelize a little bit, those natural sugars coming out of that turkey breast. Let nice color, slice it up, put it in the pasta. Let's take that pasta and the turkey, and then we're going to do first, we're going to take some whole butter, kind of like I stole this recipe from yesterday, but the Italians love whole butter, so throw some whole butter in that pureed beet sauce.
Hold on, Danny, you got whole butter?
Yeah, I do, yeah.
Butter now.
Yeah, all right, we're good. Yep.
Okay, good. Put the whole butter in there, make it nice and creamy, toss that all together, and then the very top, my brother and I, one of our two favorite ingredients in the whole world are, you got to finish just about every dish with fresh ground black pepper and some sea salt. Toss it up, make a nice pasta dish. What do you think, Danny?
I feel better already.
Now, you, Danny, and you were sitting there thinking, oh, my God, what am I going to do here?
Yeah.
What am I doing? I got these, and I know you were going to stump the guy, but you got to make this. And, Danny, we want to check in with you and find out if it was good.
All right.
So did you write that stuff down?
If you don't like beets, put a little extra cayenne in there.
All right. I always like cayenne. Yeah.
Yeah. You heat it up. You can't. I mean, right now. I mean, let's face it. You're going to be stuck at home. The bathroom's right around the corner. You're fine. This is a good time, and you probably have plenty of toilet paper, so you're good to go. Everybody does. There's no toilet paper left on the planet Earth now because of the American consumption of it. So I think everything.
I know Lauren Lapp has got a big supply of it.
Wait,
who
does?
I'll last her for buying it, Lauren.
I did not buy any.
No, I'm saying I'm trying to outlast you. I'm not buying any either.
Oh, I like it. I like it. I was trying to see who hasn't bought it yet. I feel like we're a proud few.
Yeah, there's two of us anyway.
I like it's like the toilet paper challenge is what is happening. All
yeah,
right,
it's
Danny.
A hashtag no TP for me.
Danny, hold on 1 second. We'll make sure that you've got that recipe. We do want to check in with Danny tomorrow and make sure it was all right. So now at Bartolini's, are you guys still delivering to people?
We don't deliver everyday business. We're just a pickup. Luckily, we do a lot of pickup through the 25. Actually, Ro, we were in business 25 years yesterday. An Italian joint, we opened on St. Patrick's Day.
Wow. That's pretty brazen.
Not the way we wanted to celebrate our anniversary, but it worked out okay. So right now, we're doing limited hours, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. for carryout or curbside service only. So when customers call in, we're giving that option right now, according to state mandate. But the cool thing is, no matter where you're at in the United States, we partnered with Gold Belly. We can ship our meatballs. And we know how much Dan Hampton and the boys love our meatballs, our thin crust pizza and our deep crust pizza, our deep dish pizza, anywhere in the U.S., all 50 states. And Danny's going to get a $25 gift card he can put towards a Gold Belly order of Bartolini's. And we'll even ship it here in Chicago. We ship all over.
That's great. So, let me just tell you something. I'm going to confess something that a number of times during the Hamp OB with Kaz show this year, I got invited in to work on that show the first weekend because it was Dan Hampton had to be at Soldier Field for
he was on the sidelines.
Right, he was on the field in the beginning, right, for the opening. It was the big NBC debut, right? It's the 100th anniversary of the NFL. It was the Bears and the Packers, and so they let me fill in for Dan Hampton, which I played a little ball in fourth grade. So I'm pretty good. I understand. So they were. It was just. It was an amazing thing to work in the same studio with Ed Obradovich. I mean, there's nothing quite like that. So Ed was like, "You should come around on Sundays and hang out because we got Bartolini's. We hang out. We eat, and then we go on the air. And then thankfully we had them this season.
Bro, one thing that OB he loves our meatballs. But every week, my brother and I, Dominic, tried to mix up the menu. Because we're eating Bartolini's for 16 weeks in a row, right?
Well, that's my point. I kept coming in. I availed myself of that invitation. I would come in, especially during the day games, I'd come in, make myself a to-go platter, and then leave and go home.
OB kept yelling at us, though. We tried to change the menu, and OB says, I want spaghetti and meatballs and your fried chicken. OB loved it. Oh. For an Italian joint, we got an amazing fried chicken.
You do.
Yeah, you really do. A lot of fried chicken.
Yeah. Is that what's moving right now for you?
Knock on wood, everything. We're still fortunate. Our supply chain is very good. We a lot of pizza today, but we still have our full menu available for pickup, like I said. We don't deliver, but if you phone it in, we have it ready when you get here. But everything's moving really well. The staff, we're really concerned about our staff. We have almost 40 employees. We have a couple people that said they don't want to work. They want to take the time off because they're a little bit apprehensive about what's going on right now. Mm-hmm. But the rest of the employees, we cutting them back and trying to keep everybody working, get rid of overtime and be fiscally responsible. But we've got a good menu mix. We've got a lot of pizzas going out the door, a lot of meatballs. A lot of people are calling up and ordering frozen meatballs, and we're bagging them up so they can throw them in their freezer. They're kind of prepping meatballs for Bartolini's.
Yeah. Well, so. I mean, we don't know exactly how long this is going to last, and I know there are some people who are really afraid of what's going to happen with the supply chain. But the reality of this is that so far, and we're going to talk about this a little bit later on in the program too, so far, because of the really hard work of the trucking industry and some of the federal and even state regulations being lifted from them right now in order to make sure that the supply chain stays moving because people, have to eat, and know, that would be one of the one of the side effects that you've seen in some of these other countries is their supply chains go down. But the United States has an excellent supply chain, and we're self-contained. We're not importing a ton of our food, so and we certainly don't have to if we can't do it. Chris Bartolini, thank you very much, my friend. Always great.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Bartolini's is at 14420 South Pulaski in Midlothian. You got a
rain likely near.